Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're rebuilding a tape-hiss atmosphere that feels like it belongs in a 90s-inspired dark drum and bass track, not just a random noise layer sitting on top of the mix. And that distinction matters, because in D&B, atmosphere has a job. Musically, it gives you that haunted, smoked-out, old rave darkness. Technically, it fills the high mid air and helps transitions feel smoother. But if it's not controlled, it will smear your kick, snare, sub, and bass energy. So we want the hiss to feel organic, unstable, aged, and intentional. The goal is simple. When the layer is in, the track feels older, deeper, and more cinematic. When it's muted, the track should feel cleaner, but also flatter. That's how you know it's doing reval work. Start by making a source that already behaves like tape air. The quickest route in Ableton Live 12 is usually operator with a noise source, or any recorded noise like tape hiss, vinyl noise, room tone, or a sampled intro from an old record. If you can, print it to audio fairly early. That keeps the process fast and focused. Why this works, in D&B, is that raw noise gives you a simple atmospheric bed you can shape around the drums instead of fighting them. The whole genre depends on low-end precision, so starting with a source that's tonally simple makes everything downstream easier. What to listen for here is density. You want hiss that feels smooth and continuous, not fizzy or thin. Once you've got the source, the next move is shaping it into a believable tape band. Put EQ 8 straight after it and start carving. A useful starting point is a high pass somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, and a low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. If the hiss feels sharp or cheap, try a small dip around 4 to 6 kHz. If it feels too dull, open the low pass a little rather than boosting the highs. This is not just cleanup, this is how you define the vibe. Old tape hiss usually lives as a rolled off, imperfect layer of air, not a pristine full spectrum wash. What to listen for now is whether it sounds like air behind glass, or just a modern plug-in noise floor. If it starts feeling bright and white, pull the top down a little more. Now we add in stability, because old tape is never truly static. It drifts, it breathes, it has tiny tone shifts that make it feel physical. A really solid chain is something like a gentle auto-filter movement, a touch of saturator, and maybe a little automation over 4 or 8 bars. Keep it slow. You do not want a dramatic wobble. You want just enough movement that the layer feels alive. If you want a more degraded sampler tape flavor, try a very subtle redux before or after saturator, then filter it back into shape. Just be careful. A tiny bit of bit reduction can add grain and age, but too much starts sounding like digital fizz instead of worn tape. What to listen for here is motion that feels like the layer is breathing, not pitching around like a chorus effect. If the movement becomes obvious, you've gone too far, then add a little grit with saturator. Nothing heavy, just enough to make the hiss feel like it has passed through something old, slightly abused, or slightly overdriven. A good starting point is only a few dB of drive, with soft clip on if you need control. The goal is not to turn the hiss into distortion. The goal is to give it harmonic so it sits better with dark drums and bass. Why this works in D&B is that a little grit makes the atmosphere feel like it belongs in the same world as overdriven breakbeats, respaces, and old sampler chains. It creates cohesion. That's a big part of why darker D&B feels so immersive. Now make an important creative decision. Is this hiss a bed, or is it a movement layer? If it's a bed, keep it fairly even. Minimal automation. That version is perfect for intros, breakdowns, and long tension passages. If it's a movement layer, automate the filter, level, or a subtle pan shift over 8 or 16 bars. That version works better for transitions, fakeouts, and second drop evolution. A good rule here is that the bed should support the world, and the movement version should help the arrangement speak. Now bring in your drums and bass. Don't design this in solo for too long. Loop 8 bars of the actual track, and compare the hiss against the groove immediately. Mute and unmute it while the drums and bass are running. What to listen for is really simple. Does the snare still crack through? Does the sub still feel centered and solid? Does the hiss make the break feel deeper, or does it just add noise? If you don't miss it when it's muted, it's probably too subtle. If it starts stealing punch or making the groove feel cloudy, it's too loud, too bright, or too wide. That brings us to cleanup. Use EQ 8 again if needed. If the layer is clouding the kick body, push the high pass higher, maybe up into the 400 to 700 Hz range. If it's fighting the snare crack, reduce some of the 3 to 6 kHz area. If there's an annoying nasal zone, a narrow cut around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help a lot. And here's an important mono note. If you widen this layer, only widen the airy top. Keep the core hiss band mono safe. In a club system, A wide full-range noise layer can blur the center and weaken the whole impact. A useful approach is to keep one version narrow and physical, especially if you want that cassette-like, smoked-out vibe. Or, if your tune is more atmospheric, you can widen only the filtered high air and leave the core narrow. That gives you size without stereo smear. If you want a bigger sense of room, do it carefully with utility or chorus ensemble, or by splitting the sound into bands and widening only the top band. Don't overdo it. In dark DNB, the center channel is precious. That's where your sub, kick, and snare need to live. At this point, start thinking like an arranger, not just a sound designer. Use automation to make the hiss behave like a real musical element. For example, you might keep it low and dark in the intro, slowly open the top end as the drums build, then pull it away for the drop, so the impact lands harder. In the first drop, tuck it back under the groove. In the second drop, bring in a slightly more degraded or brighter version so the track feels like it has evolved. That kind of phrasing makes the atmosphere function like transition glue. It creates tension without needing a giant riser every time. And once the movement feels right, commit it. Hiss layers are perfect candidates for freezing, flattening, or resampling, because tiny edits can eat a surprising amount of time without making the track better. Once it has the right age and balance, print it and move on. That's a pro move. A really effective next step is to make a second variation. Keep the core identity the same, but change one or two things. Maybe the first version is darker and more stable. The second version is a little brighter, a little rougher, or a little more unstable. Or make a transition swell version that fades up before a fill and cuts right before the drop lands. That contrast keeps the arrangement moving without turning the track into a texture demo. The atmosphere should support the journey, not replace it. If you want to think about it in a more practical way, here's the mindset: the hiss should darken the groove, not explain it. It should make the tune feel like a place. A haunted room. A worn dub plate. A smoky back room in the mid-90s where the system is humming, and everything feels a little dangerous. That's the feeling. So here's the quick recap. Start with noise that already behaves like tape air. Shape it with EQ so it lives in a believable band. Add just enough saturation and subtle instability to make it feel aged. Keep the center clear, protect the low end, and only widen the upper air if the track needs it. Then automate it like a real arrangement tool, not just a static effect. If the track feels older, darker, and deeper without losing punch, you've nailed it. Now take the mini exercise and actually build two versions, one dark and stable, one slightly more animated. Keep it under three devices on the main chain, and test it against an 8-bar DNB loop. Then do the real check, mute it. If the tune loses age and depth, you're on the right path. If it only loses noise, it still needs more character. Get it into the track, trust your ears, and keep it subtle but intentional. That's how you make atmosphere feel like part of the record instead of decoration.